Welcome out there to another awesome and riveting episode of The Album Argument, a podcast where two dudes get together, trade albums, and then discuss the best and worst songs. I'm Ryan.
I'm Jeremy.
And we are so happy to have you with us today as we discuss our second movie soundtrack. This one, a coming-of-age comedy slash drama, released in 1995 by Warner Brothers, known as Angus.
I admit I tried to go watch this. I think I saw it when it came out or soon after that. I tried to watch it, but it was not free, so I couldn't watch it.
I have a digital copy, not the actual physical media copy, on my iTunes account. So I'll let you borrow my account if you want to look it up.
Log in or something.
Actually, I think you already have my login for it.
Oh. the movie is out there. It's on like Vudu and all this, and you can rent it. And I just want to say up front that I did try to watch it, but I couldn't.
Sorry. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I hadn't seen the movie probably since like 97 or 98. And the movie's okay.
And what is it about briefly? Just if I can't remember,
Angus is actually, the movie was based off of a short story written by Chris Crutcher, from his short story collection called Jim Shorts, you know, something like that. And the short story is called A Brief Moment in the Life of Angus Bethune.
Oh, okay.
And so they took that short story, they turned it into a movie, and it's about a gentleman who is rather large. He is trying to make his way through life and through high school and, you know, dealing with bullies and getting picked on and having a crush on the beautiful girl and being wickedly smart and stuff. And just trying to find out who he is. So it's very much a young teen coming of age movie. Does it hold up? Yeah, it's okay. You know, it's a good film. You should go see it if you get a chance to see it. Totally watch it. But what really stands out is the soundtrack. Oh my goodness. Aside from James Vanderbeek, who plays the villain in the movie, he's fantastic.
He's got great hair.
He's got wonderful hair. Oh my goodness. He's fantastic in the movie. He's so convincing as a jerk, and it's funny because I've seen him in tons of other shows and movies and stuff. He seems like a perfectly nice guy, and you see him as this, and you're like, wow, he's a good actor. So there you go with that one. I'm gushing over James Vanderbeek.
For those that don't remember, you probably watched with your girlfriend because you didn't ever watch Dawson's Creek. Yes.
For our lives to be over.
Because none of us watched Dawson's Creek.
Oh, I watched it every week. I watched it every week with the girl that I was hardcore crushing on the phone. We would wait and we would watch it together on the phone. And then during the commercial breaks, we'd talk about what just happened. And I did not realize how much that actually put me in the friend zone. I thought it was my chance to get closer to her. No, this was friend zone material. But I was blind.
If I remember, I think I watched it after the fact, you know, like reruns during the summer, and it had music, and it's a good sign of showing of the 90s, just like this, though. Sorry to sidetrack, but yeah.
So this soundtrack is actually really interesting because to me, it is a great kind of compilation of post-grunge. It's, you know, 90s, released in 95. Let me get the actual release date for you. August 22nd of 1995 is when this album was released. It came out before the movie did, months before the movie. And I think that's also a sign that maybe the soundtrack's going to be more important than the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I would say this is kind of that situation. This is a great look into 90s punk music because 80s punk was very political. 90s punk kind of moved away into more of like the everyday life skateboarding type punk stuff. And that's what a lot of these songs are. Now that you got some alternative things on there, but very much so just a good rounded expression of 90s punk music during this time. There was one single release from the album. It was Green Day's Jar, otherwise known as Jason Andrew Relva. I guess, again, there it is with the names. Sure. I can't get it right. Which, you know, ended up being a hit song. It was a hit. And the funny thing was, it was a B-side to Dookie that was cut off the album.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So.
So that was my question. I know I did look up a few of these. Are they general, like, so singles?
Singles, yeah.
We said that's one of, if not one of the best collection of B-sides.
Yeah.
Should have been A-side. So are these in general B-sides?
Yeah, I would say for the most part, these are very decent B-sides. You know, not the whole album, but, you know, a good group of them are very good B-sides, yes.
And it kind of makes sense because, if anything, knowing a little bit about, like, sync rights and everything, you have to pay the artist for this music.
Yes.
And they might not be, they might want high dollar for their hits, let's say.
Yeah,
so probably. If you want that artist, maybe you negotiate down and you can get a lot cooler artists. And some of these I've never heard of, I admit, but I think everybody's heard of what, Goo Goo Dolls and Green Day and Weezer and things like that. So
it's
got a good collection.
They did. Other artists include Ash, The Muffs, Dance Hall Crashers, Pansy Division, Smoking Popes, as you mentioned, Goo Goo Dolls and Green Day, and Weezer as well. And yes, in fact, Weezer wrote a song called Wanda that was supposed to be for this album, and it did not get picked. They're like, yeah, we want to use this other one instead.
Oh.
So instead, they used a throwaway song from Weezer's unreleased album, Songs from the Black Hole, which was supposed to be a space opera. They used a song from that.
Was that after the Blue? Soundtrack.
That was
that
came after Blue.
I'm just thinking of time wise.
It was in between Blue and Pinkerton.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Called You Gave Your Love to Me Softly, which in my opinion is a stellar killer song.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. AllMusic gave this rating a 3 out of 5 star record, and I'd say that's pretty fair.
Yeah.
Not everything on here is great. There are some songs that are really good. And then there are some that you're like, meh, I could deal without. So I just wanted to, I remember growing up with this movie, watching it, enjoying it overall. Like I felt like it was a decent film growing up. I related a lot to it. It's funny because as a teacher, I have used one of the quotes from the movie so many times without even thinking about it. But whenever I'm talking to kids and they tell me something about like, oh, I'm nervous or I'm this or that, I always pull out this quote that's, Superman is not brave. When you are indestructible, you cannot be brave because you can't be defeated. You can't be hurt. You, the everyday person, the person who puts themselves out there, that is vulnerable, that tries new things, you can be hurt. You can, in a sense, be destroyed. Therefore, you are the brave one. Superman is not brave.
Wow, nice.
And I've always loved that. And I don't know. So if you're interested in the movie, it stars George C. Scott, Kathy Bates, and James Vanderbeek. And also the lady from Jurassic Park, the girl from Jurassic Park.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember her name, but I remember growing up, I had a huge crush on her. I was like, wow, she's awesome.
Who didn't, right?
Yeah, right. So Jay, you said you've seen this movie
a long time ago.
Did you remember this soundtrack at all?
Now, no.
I will interrupt you really quickly and say I bought this soundtrack simply because Weezer was on it.
Oh, well, that doesn't surprise
years
me.
And years ago. So yeah. All right, cool. Tell us what you think about Angus, the movie soundtrack.
Yeah, I do remember Angus. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if I saw it, you know, like during the summer or something. It was just on, and
it was like on TBS all the time.
TBS, yeah. When watching Dawson's Creek or something. I don't know. Something, and I just remember. And we, you know, we were preteens, teens at this time. I mean, 95, I was only 10 years old. But, you know, by the time I saw it, maybe late 90s, probably early 2000s.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, I'm in school, high schoolers, right? Middle school, high school.
Oh, yeah.
So the characters in the movie. So you're like, yeah, I relate. Oh, yeah, he's got a crush.
The characters in the movie are in their freshman year of high school.
So you're like, oh, no, is that what high school is really going to be like?
Yeah.
And, you know, things like that. So I do remember. Vaguely remember at least that. So I'd like to see it again at some point just to see, is it the same feeling watching it now 25 years later, 30 years later?
I will tell you no. I again, because of this, I watched it the other day just for the prep of it. And I was like, man, it's a decent film. It's good. It's a good watch. It's one that, you know, I tried to get my kids to watch with me and they were like, yeah, we're not interested in this. So
it's like Singles. I think you said, I had not rewatched Singles, I admit, but you said Singles was the same. It didn't really
hold up.
Yeah. So I'd never really heard the soundtrack, though, but this sounds like a soundtrack.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
But
they're
also good songs, so I don't think I would have found Ash and Dance Hall Crashers and all of this without this album, so thank you for sharing it.
No worries, thank you.
Is it something that I would buy? I don't know if I would buy. I mean, you can buy the CDs, I'm sure, somewhere. I don't know if it's, you know, still in print, but you can buy it used or something.
No, this is totally not. In fact, I had to find this copy, or when I found this copy, it was in a used bin, and I felt myself lucky because, to me, they did not press enough of these.
Yeah.
Maybe because I don't know if they knew the movie. The movie was not technically successful. So yeah, the soundtrack was more popular, in my opinion, than the movie was, and simply because of that Green Day song.
And if you think about the time, I mean, Green Day had just hit, basically, right?
Oh, yeah.
Dookie had come out. So yep. Not the first Green Day album, I know. Not the first Goo Goo Dolls, not the first, well, I guess that was the first Weezer, but these bands were just kind of really hitting it.
Yeah.
So it's cool to go back to this now. You're like, wow, those bands are on it. But at the time it was like, oh yeah, I think I've kind of heard a few other things. So I think it's a good collection of, like you said, punk. It's not necessarily the first style of music that I listen to.
Correct.
But I think it's catchy. I think it works, like I said, as movie music. You can totally see like how the last song, Am I Wrong?
Yeah.
Kind of fits in, and it's the lovey-dovey. Maybe so, closing credits, I don't know.
It's not. It's actually the opening credits.
Oh.
And it's really interesting because whoever the sound person was, and I should have written their name down. I'm kind of sad that I didn't, actually, because they did such a good job. They mixed scenes, like, so they have a marching band on the football field playing, and the song is playing as well, and the marching band adds so many layers to the song, and the song's good in itself. But with the marching band, it actually takes it up a notch. And so I would highly suggest everybody out there to go in and on YouTube and look up Am I Wrong, Angus, you know, movie. Mm. And it plays that whole opening set for you. And it's beautiful. I even played it for my wife and she was like, wow, like that's really incredible. So I don't know, just goes to show that, you know, adding those additional instruments sometimes to songs, it really does make them better at times. So
yeah, and it also might be honestly sentimental. I mean, we're children of 90s music.
Yes.
So this is very 90s sounding. I should have said that too. Like this is a very 90s. So I like this style of punk, let's say. You know, it's pretty clear, it's pretty clean, it's kind of catchy though. Some has kind of the chunking like a ska flavor,
yes.
Punk.
And
some
it's
is
not obnoxious.
Not obnoxious. Not quite getting into like Blink 182 type or Sum 41 later and things like that. And some of that is okay too. So, anyways, cut to the chase. Funny enough, I'm not going to choose one of the punk songs as one of my favorites. So you know me. I wonder if you probably called this, but it was a sleeper pick for me, but not a surprising pick because you know I love like a Wilco. I love kind of the alt country. Who is it? The Smoking Popes. Not my pick, but that's kind of alt country.
Yeah.
But the next one that I think is actually from one of the popular bands was the Goo Goo Doll song. I'm going to pick that as my favorite. And I think one of the best ones. Now, I'll get to some other ones after this, but Ain't That Unusual by the Goo Goo Dolls.
It is such a killer song.
It rocks. It's 90s. It reminds me that Goo Goo Dolls is not just kind of the pop side. Yep. It's like the original Goo Goo Dolls, right? They went, and this is the same album that has Name on it.
Yep.
So it's crazy that they went that kind of acoustic pop and then they had took off a few years. He lost, what's the story? Like couldn't write a song or writer's block. And then they had kind of the pop hits and all that. So I think this is just an awesome sound. It's kind of that alt country. It's just because it's acoustic and it's kind of rocking, so it's
just
nice.
When I was listening back to this and I came across this, I was like, oh my gosh, I've heard this before. Where have I heard? And then it reminded me about that Goo Goo Dolls album, and I was like, that's right. You know, Goo Goo Dolls started off as like a metal band, a punk band, punk metal, and then they started to gradually change with this A Boy Named Goo record, and that record is actually really stellar.
Yeah, it's I started listening to that, so it's,
yeah, I did too. I did too.
Album. Yeah,
I downloaded it, and I was like, man, this is really good. Why have I not given this more of a chance over the years? So. I'm thanking myself for you know, leading to this again.
Pat yourself on the back.
Yeah, but like, no, I think that's a stellar pick. It's actually number three in the list of my favorite songs on this album. And it's a great pick. It's a great song. Really is. And if Goo Goo Dolls, in my opinion, would have kept down that road, I would have been a dedicated fan.
Yep. I agree.
Because they went a different side, that's fine. That's their call.
I think it's nice too, but yeah, it's not my favorite.
Exactly.
Everyday listen. So
no, that's a solid pick there. Yeah, good job.
It's just rocker. It's 90s. So thanks for, and that's what, thanks to you again, pat yourself on the back. This is what a soundtrack should do. It should get you interested a little bit in the band.
Exactly.
That's why bands want to get on soundtracks, if they still even exist. I don't even know if they really exist.
Man, I don't even know.
So this is why a band should want to get onto a soundtrack, because then even years later, somebody could explore and find you, and hopefully the album could be purchasable.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's what we talked about last week, so that's a whole nother level. Can you purchase it?
Yep.
But now in streaming, you can pretty much find all this. So it's pretty cool, too, even on the playlist. So maybe that's the benefit of the playlist on Spotify. It tells you what album it's from, and so you can just click straight on that and go just to A Boy Named Goo, which is kind of a cool
name. It's a cool name.
If I had to pick one of the punk ones, I probably would go with the Green Day song.
Yeah, it's good.
I mean, it's good. I do like some of the other ones. I was surprised with, I mean, all of them. I think like the Riverdales, I was like kind of older punk, right? Super catchy. I know that's kind of read into them a little bit. That's what they were going for, the Ramones feel. The Weezer song's pretty good. I like the Pansy Division song, but I also kind of don't like it. Like it, it just doesn't sound the best.
I think it's a good song.
Like it's a good song, but quality wise, it's not the best quality sounding.
You're right.
Recording,
you're correct.
Right. Yes. So sometimes when I listen to it, I'm like, I want to hit next, but the song's pretty catchy and it's got a cool middle section. It kind of does like more
deep water.
Yeah, deep water. It's catchy, and then it changes, and it gets a little rhythmic. Am I Wrong is great. So it's hard to actually kind of pick a song I didn't like, or I think that is the worst.
No, I gotcha.
Because it's sometimes too, it's hard to pick. Is it the one you just don't like, or the actual worst? And we admit we try to be objective, but we're subjective too. We just pick the ones that we don't like. So I'll go with, just based on the vocals, I'll go with, and again, I would listen to this, but it's only because I have to pick a song.
I understand.
It's only because of the vocals, is Funny Face by the Muffs. It's a cool song. I actually like the song.
It's a great song, but the vocals are horrific.
And I won't say horrific. I just don't
They're bad. They're Courtney Love bad.
But they're in tune. I hate to say it this way, though, but I don't think I want to see that live.
No, I would not want to see that.
It's well executed for the album. It's as good as it can sound. I say it in the kindest way possible, but it's a very, very good song.
And I'm right there with you, because the Muffs, if you ever hear this, y'all wrote a really cool song. I like it. I like Funny Face. I was even thinking the other day, man, I could cover this. I could see myself covering this song.
It would be a good cover, yes.
But I can't get behind those vocals.
So we agree?
No.
Aww.
I do. I do have it on my list, though, as like one of the worst. But
just again, just the vocals. And that's also, that's just a testament to the quality of all of the other songs. They're all great. I don't know if I'd say great. They're just, they all work together.
They do.
It's a soundtrack. So you kind of have to think it's movie music. It's kind of lovey-dovey, but kind of coming of age. It's teenager music because it's punk and it's that angst and unsettled and kind of awkwardness about growing up.
I think overall for this movie, it's a good soundtrack.
Yeah.
You know, there are other soundtracks that I have bought over the years, like especially when I was younger, and they just have not held up, and like they don't sound as good as this does.
Oh yeah.
So I think those are good picks. I really think those are a good pick. So if I had to go ahead and put my two cents in, I'll go ahead and say that there's a band on there that's featured twice. And that band is Ash. And they wrote a really good song called Kung Fu, which I found to be very enjoyable and lighthearted.
Yeah,
and,
lighthearted. You know, it's a good way to say it.
And they use it in the movie. The teens are dancing to it up on a stage and stuff. And it's really cool. The only problem is they also put another song of Ash on there. And this is the one that I'm going to say is not the best. It's called Jack Names the Planets. And it literally starts off, the two songs by the same band literally start off the same and sound the same it's like, why would you make a song on there? Why would you put a song on this album by the same band that almost are identical to each other? And one of them is good and the other one's garbage. So Jack names the planets. They're almost the same.
Yeah, yeah, they're very similar. Yeah, it's just funny. I didn't notice that before.
And
they're close. They're song two and four, so they're kind of close. They're very in close. The sequencing.
And again, one of them's good, and the other one's not. And I don't know.
I think I have Jack Names of Planets. Maybe that's like a close second if I didn't pick my other
funny
pick,
face.
Funny face. So but
it's funny because Funny Face was my second.
That second, yeah. So I let's say I could agree.
That's awesome.
But I don't think it's as necessarily as bad. I think it works. It's nothing that I would purchase. Again, because it's different. I'm just like, yeah, it's okay.
So the other songs I thought were really good. Again, Kung Fu by Ash, Jar by Green Day. Ain't That Unusual by Goo Goo Dolls. I mean, like, such a good song. Deepwater by Pansy Division. I do want us to listen to a little bit of You Gave Your Love to Me Softly by Weezer, because this is a Weezer song. And granted, even though it was a B-side from an album that they ended up not recording, you can still buy the song off of not just the soundtrack, but off the deluxe edition to Pinkerton. But a lot of people don't know that Rivers Cuomo was actually, like, you know, 80s hair metal for a while. So he does have some, like, heavier riffs in him. And I think he pulls that out a little bit here. It's an interesting song. It's very short, but it tells the story from the space opera was these two people falling in love and blah, blah, blah. So that's where this comes from. It's like a conversation where they mention, you know, we just had one night, but it lingers on and on and on. And that's why I think they used it for the movie, is because the two main characters, they only get that one night in the movie. And, you know, they're not going to have another one. So
is it like a prom dance or something?
Yeah,
right?
Sort of like
that. I kind of remember.
Winter Social. I love that song.
It's a cool song. Yeah, I like it.
That's cool. But if I had to go into it, I'm going to gush all over again for Love Spit Love, which is a horrible band name. I'm just going to be honest. I don't remember the guy's name, but he was the lead singer of the Psychedelic Furs.
That's why I knew it sounded familiar.
Yeah. Yes. And so, like, he's, you know, this was when Psychedelic Furs broke up. He started this band. And once Psychedelic Furs decided to get back together, he's like, all right, guys, bye. and he left this band and went and joined them again. But they did have this one song off their album. They had one album out, this one song. And this is just, it's a good song. And I've heard cover versions of it. I've heard a lot of artists try to cover it. And, you know, they do good jobs. But, man, this song is just, it's killer. It's called Am I Wrong?
There's too much that I keep to myself. Turn my back on my faith. It's like glass when we break. I wish no one in my place. And I've seen you don't need this.
It's a cool song. It's different, though. It's interesting that you chose this. I thought I felt bad choosing Goo Goo Dolls and not a punk song.
I know.
And then you chose this one, which is not one of the punk songs.
I know, which is crazy, but I don't know. You know how, like, every now and then you come across that one song that's going to stick with you forever? This song's going to stick with me forever. I'm going to listen to this song for years and years to come. Albums come and go sometimes. We forget about it. It's like Finger 11. I talked about how amazing that record was, and why had I not listened to it in so many years? This song is going to be on one of my, like, constant playlists for the next, like, 30 years. I love nice. It. I love it. It's a nice. Great song.
Yeah. Thank you for clarifying with the psychedelic furs too, because this is actually more 80s, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think that's why I know it fits for the movie, but everything else is very 90s. I'm not disagreeing with you entirely.
No, I got you.
But just slightly disagreeing in terms of, now putting in perspective, if it was in the 90s, like it sounded like the 90s, but probably whoever was working on it came up in the 70s, 80s, and they might have had some connection to the psychedelic furs. We're like, oh, wouldn't it be cool if we could get that? And that's why this song is on there. But I'm just hypothesizing. I don't know. Anyways, everything else fits, and then the song is like, that's kind of different. But it's a good song.
Well, again, the song is called Am I Wrong by Love Spit Love. And I just want to say, no, you're not wrong. You are so correct.
I'll give you, I think I'll listen to Goo Goo Dolls now too. I think I'll go back to
that album. I know. I'm excited for that.
And funny enough, what you said about Goo Goo Dolls, sorry to say, I'll say about Weezer. I think if they went kind of more in that direction of that song, it's funny how B-sides work. You hear that on various bands. They try something. They're like, we're going to come back. And you're like, oh, if only you went that direction. So I'd say the same thing about Weezer.
I hear you.
And Green Day too. Green Day kind of took a left turn. Yeah, they did. So and right turn and hit this turn and back turn. And anyways, but we still like their Dookie time. And
Dookie's great.
The next one.
Yeah.
What was the next
one? Was it Insecticide? No, that was, that's Nirvana. Insomniac.
Insomniac. That was another I. So anyway, so thank you. Thank you, the sound supervisor, music supervisor for Angus.
I'm sorry I didn't say your name because I totally forgot to write it down.
You hit it out of the park. Whatever budget you had, you got a whole bunch of cool bands.
Seriously.
You got some bands that we probably would have never heard. So kudos to all the agents of these bands for saying yes, because now it's what, almost 30 years later, and we're discovering some of these bands. Yep. So thank you for, thank you, Ryan, too, ultimately.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. That's good. I'll definitely stream this more. So it's not like never stream, you know, it's not quite by, but it's upper echelon of streaming.
And that leads us to this next point. If you haven't done so, please do so. Go and buy this album, I guess, off of eBay. Support all the artists on the record and maybe go rent the movie off of your Amazon Prime or iTunes or something and give it a watch. You know, it's not a bad flick. Coming of age story about a big guy. You know, and I can relate. I'm a very big guy now. So, you know, I look at him and I'm like, we're the same, buddy. It gets better. if you haven't done so, please go visit us at thealbumargument.com, where you can find
the Spotify playlist containing all of these albums that we've covered, 84 episodes into the album argument.
That
crazy.
A lot of records.
That's a lot of records. Somehow we'll get all of this playlist on there too. And, we'll add them.
We'll figure it out.
So we'll figure it out. So,
or we won't. We'll just say we did.
Or we won't. Yeah. I don't know. I also just throwing it out there. Spotify keeps increasing their prices. Who knows? We might not have it all forever. So, anyways, I just read that in the news the other day.
That's a bummer.
But for right now, we still have a Spotify playlist. Yes. So we try to support all these artists because remember, even if they get pennies every time you stream it, they still get pennies.
They still get pennies. Those pennies add up.
Please go stream it. Or if you're like us, please go try to buy it.
Yep. Until next time, I'm Ryan.
I'm Jeremy.
Deuces. We are out.